It's been more than 20 years, and a lot has changed since Susan Solano was killed inside of her workplace. But for her family and friends, one thought has remained the same day after day.
It's difficult because you have these people that are just every day waking up wondering what happened to their loved one. And to be dealing with that for 26 years, I couldn't even imagine to begin what that's like.
We're not as trusting anymore. It definitely changes who you are as a person.
We take a look back at the case in hopes that you can help us solve this unfinished business. The workday was just beginning for 49-year-old Susan Solano. It was Monday, May 1st, 1995. She opened her business, the Bargain Uniforms, that was once located on 50th Street in Tampa. After that, it's unclear what exactly transpired inside of the store.
From what we understand is that a worker showed up and then found Ms. Solano deceased with upper body trauma in the back of the business / warehouse where the Bargain Uniforms was operating out of.
Detective Bryant Gibson works inside the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigations Division.
So she was found slumped over some clothing, and that's really what we can describe from what happened on the scene.
When detectives found her back in the day, was she alone at that time?
They believe that she was the only one inside of the residence. Once the workers were starting to get there, that's when she was discovered.
Yeah, because this was the beginning of the start of the day.
Yes,
like, of course,
it was early in the morning, between about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hours. So that's when the workers were starting to arrive, and that's when she was found.
Solano was a mother of four children who, to this day, desperately want to know who did this and why. Dori Shiflett was 25 years old when she got the news of her mother's murder.
Difficult for me personally. It's really hard to get over it, not knowing who it was. So, you know, you have a lot of different scenarios run through your head. Could it be this person? Could it be that person? You know.
How has it changed your life and the life of the rest of your family?
A lot. We're not as trusting anymore. It definitely changes who you are as a person. So we've really been affected by it. I mean, we're all okay, and, you know, you have to live your life, so you just do what you need to do to get on with it. But sure, it's a struggle.
3 years before she was murdered, though, she was a victim of a robbery in 1992 at a different shop. But detectives can't definitively say that her homicide was another robbery attempt.
There were some items of hers missing. I don't think we can go into too much detail about that, but that's what, you know, we learned after the detectives talked to some family members and were looking at, you know, crime scene photographs after the fact and those kind of things of information that they obtained back then.
Why anyone would want to kill Susan Solano remains unknown all of these years later.
This case is still active and open. Our cold case unit is, you know, still going over things, looking at the report, looking at possible leads, evidence that can, you know, hopefully help us. But at this point, there are no active leads in this investigation.
And how detectives gather evidence these days is very different, too.
Just with the advancements in technology from a lot of our, you know, residents having full DVR camera video surveillance, from doorbell cameras to even the advancement in technology and fingerprints, DNA, and all those kind of things. Those are all things that we look to collect and look to cell phone records as well, because everybody has their cell phone nowadays. It's just a lot more than what was available back in 1995. You know, the way that we looked at things in 1995 compared to now how we look at them in 2001 are just totally different, and how crimes are investigated. So that makes it extremely difficult just because of the lapse of time.
So where do detectives go from here? How do they go about solving a case with limited evidence?
Looking at, you know, potential witnesses or re-interviewing people, people tend to forget things. And, you know, talking about 26 years ago, it might be hard for a lot of people to remember, you know, what they were doing that day or what they remember they saw or what they didn't see and those kind of things. So just the 26 years is a long time. So unfortunately, that is one of our biggest battles in this case.
What are you seeking from the public? What if somebody knew something, any information, somebody was walking past the store that one day or may have saw something or somebody running from that store, what would you say to them?
Just anybody that has any information, just to contact the sheriff's office. Like I said, it's still an active investigation. We're still looking into it with our cold case unit, and just to bring that closure to a family of, you know, questions of what happened 26 years ago. I think if anybody has got any information, has heard anything from anybody, or just knows anything, I think that would help our investigators a lot.
And I know, like, just speaking from other detectives, you know, doing different episodes of this podcast, it's like it seems to weigh on you guys to, like, not have that answer or that closure for that family. What is it like for you to just not be able to bring that resolution to the family and the friends of this victim?
It's difficult because you have these people that are just every day waking up wondering what happened to their loved one. And to be dealing with that for 26 years, I couldn't even imagine to begin what that's like.
Do you have hope that there will be an answer at some point?
I do.
A lot?
I do. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, for sure. Because I struggle, you know, it kind of seems like I just go day by day, you know, still. It's just like it feels like I can't move on with my life because I don't know that in a way, you know? I don't know. I guess it's kind of hard to explain, but I would love to know.
If you have any information on this case or any others that are being investigated by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, please call 813-247-8200. Be sure to follow us on social media at HCSO Sheriff for any updates we have on this case in the future.